Hello, and thanks for joining Wicker Park Lutheran Church Sermons. Wicker Park Lutheran Church is a diverse ELCA Lutheran congregation in the Wicker Park neighborhood of Chicago. We gather at 10 a.m. to fully live into our incarnational faith as we experience God's presence in the gathered assembly, and we welcome you to join us. In just a moment, you'll first hear with a gospel reading from the associated sermon for the service that you're about to listen to. We hope that that gospel gives you some context before you jump right into the sermon. Thanks for checking us out, and we hope to see you soon.
Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Now, before the festival of the Passover, Jesus knew that this hour had come to depart from this world and go to the Father. Having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. The devil had already put it into the heart of Judas, son of Simon Iscariot, to betray him. And during supper, Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hand, and that he had come from God and was going to God, got up from the table, took off his outer robe, tied a towel around himself. Then he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel that was tied around him. He came to Simon Peter, who said to him,
"Lord, are you going to wash my feet?"
Jesus answered,
"You do not know now what I am doing, but later you will understand."
"You will never wash my feet."
"Unless I wash you, you have no share with me."
"Lord, not my feet only, but also my hands and my head."
"One who has bathed does not need to wash, except for the feet, but is entirely clean. And you are clean, though not all of you."
For he knew who was to betray him. For this reason he said, "Not all of you are clean." After he had washed their feet, had put on his robe again, and had returned to the table, he said to them,
"Do you know what I have done to you? You call me teacher and Lord, and you are right, for that is what I am. So if I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have set you an example, that you also should do as I have done to you. Very truly I tell you, servants are not greater than their master, nor are messengers greater than the one who sent them. If you know these things, you are blessed if you do them. Now the Son of Man has been glorified, and God has been glorified in him. If God has been glorified in him, God will also glorify him in himself, and I will glorify him at once. Little children, I am with you only a little longer. You will look for me, and as I said to the Judeans, so now I say to you, where I am going, you cannot come. I give you a new commandment, that you love one another. Just as I have loved you, you also should love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another."
The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
I am not worth it. I messed up my life. I had enough chances. A patient said this to me 1.5 years ago in Mount Sinai Hospital. I was doing my CPE, clinical pastoral education, there, and doing my chaplaincy daily rounds in the behavioral and detox unit. He was alone in his room, and even during the day, covering all the blinds, it was complete darkness in this room. He didn't want to really talk to me or even to respond or to anyone, medical staff. But I gave him the chance, ministry of presence, sat on a little stool, distance, lowered down, I'm big, and offered him prayer or blessings or just hearing his story. On the second visit, he told me this again and told me his story. And then on the third visit, we prayed. I blessed his hand and blessed him with some oil. And he cried and felt very relieved. This ritual of foot washing is not only related to our feet. In this situation, I often felt reminded on foot washing. I'm on deacon call, diaconia, serving, and sometimes deacon have little jug of water or a towel, the little pins, or on their stoles, and some people say the different stole might be a towel, but I guess it's more for carrying the Bible. Yeah, but that's another story. And, well, like 2 weeks ago when I started thinking about focusing on this story, because there's enough. We have Pete, we have Judas, we have, with the readings, a little First Communion hour, starting from Genesis, Pesach Fest, Cedar Meal. And yeah, but then I was subbing in high school with my great seniors for English, and they were kind of doing some work, and they started, my nice young 18-year-old lady, starting to pulling up their feet, pulling off the shoes, socks. So what are they doing? And also pulling up their pants and want to have praise for their nice shaved and legs and nail polish. I said, guys, don't do this. But I have to admit, they look great. And I said, what's about the foot washing? That's not a deal. And yeah, today we have hand sanitizers, yeah, fresh water, whatever. But think back on this foot washing at this time. People in history, you're gonna find out, most of them had no shoes at all, or even very, very tiny sandals. Even if you look on more privileged folks, like Roman soldiers, or even centurions, you might have an image of cartoons or, yeah, the Chosen series or whatever. They have sandals, but they're still, you get dirty, there's mud, the roads are dusty, it's desert dry, there's thorns, thorn bushes, and if you walk around on stones, sharp rocks, you get, yeah, scratches, and then maybe, yeah, wounds, and if they're not prepared proper, it's kind of very dirty and gross. So feet at this time, and that's for sure, they've been considered as the dirtiest part of the body, connecting to this dirt, maybe animals, yeah. Yeah, we can imagine all this. So the food, this ritual was, if you invite someone and host, it was a kind of standard. Some people had servants, like we remember Mary and Martha's story some Sundays before. And if there were none, it was the lady's job in the house. And this time we remember Mary with the precious nardin oil. She kind of stepped in helping the servants. Jesus stopped over in Bethany, which is kind of suburban to Jerusalem. That's our kind of sign. And then we heard last Sunday, and we know Jesus entered through the dust Jerusalem with the palm leaves and people covering their good clothing to cover the dusty, dirty road for Jesus. And now they have this hidden room. It's not their room. Yeah. It was provided by some nice Jesus follower. And they come, everything is prepared, but Jesus wants to be very private and intimate with the disciples. So they left all food stuff we have, oh, it's covered. There's other pictures I have in mind where they have a kind of circle tables or more on the floor. There's also a basin, towels prepared. Now it's very awkward. They're all dusty, dirty feet. They sit around, and usually there's Jesus. One of the disciples should start washing feet for the others, or at least Jesus. But I guess even in our time, we can imagine, everyone saying, yeah, and they started chatting or maybe waiting for Jesus to open the dinner. And yeah, so Jesus took the chance and showed his last commandment, showed his call of ministry or his call of sacrifice for us and kind of service. And this service is symbolized for the dirtiest parts, and their leader is leveling down. And it's not only on the same level. If you kneel on your knees, they're sitting, it's even lower. So we have a lot of symbolic power in this. So it's the last action. It's not only a sign, a lot of stories. Love your neighbor with the Samaritan, we heard in Luke, or even before, gave a lot of parables, stories, teaching before to the disciples, to the whole crowd of 4,000, 5,000 feeding, and this is even action. Disciples didn't get it anyway. So reminder, action, and yeah, kind of disciples awkward, feeling embarrassed. Yeah, Pete is overacting, and yeah, one little word to Judas. I used him, my last German, maybe his kind of, maybe some of his aspects for the betrayal. He already has the little 30 silver coins, but it might be easy for us to wash our family's feet, symbolic, help them, visit them, or donate. But for our enemies, or even we know for sure they betray or talk bad about us, or it's harder. So that's I wanna point out. And yeah, today, do we wash the feet? We have food washing stations here, but even if you're not prepared or you're not, say, I'm not the nurse type, you still be good. We have other symbols. We have our Lenten project, serving neighbors, have a food pantry. So there is a lot of reasons and a lot of examples we can follow. It's about the commandment of love Jesus gives here. It doesn't say all the Ten Commandments are useless. It's just we can follow the rules, but is there love? It's another kingdom. It's not the kingdom of fighting with the sword, you know, comes with Judas and Pete, or of power, gold. It's not riding on a horse or a war horse, it's riding on a donkey. And it's action about love, if it's food washing, hand washing, blessings, givings, singing, prayer. That's the commandment of love of Jesus, our kingdom. And he showed us this action before his final sacrifice to the cross for us. With this transition from the confession and the individual laying on the hands to the literally food washing, let me close with a short prayer. Dear God, thank you for sending us Jesus to show us through teachings and through actions the commandment and kingdom of love. And help us to love each other, love our neighbors, as we love ourselves, as you brought your Son for us. Amen.